If you're planning to make the trip to South Korea for the Olympics, you're likely to experience some exotic new foods, but you might also find Maine blueberries on the menu. Maine holds a corner on the global market for this very special crop. In this installment of our series, It Can Get There From Here, Jennifer Mitchell visits Wyman's of Maine, where the product is closely tied to the place.
We're inside what manufacturing manager Adam West describes as a teeny tiny freezer.
This is 1.5 million pounds. And our one in Du Bois, our main cold storage is 12.1 million, where we store most of our finished packs. Then we got one in Jonesboro for 10 million pounds.
These facilities, coupled with some in Canada, will store the fruits from 17,000 acres of blueberry fields. All the crates and cartons at this facility in Cherryfield will be gone in a matter of hours on their way to school cafeterias, boxes of Betty Crocker muffin mix, and retail freezers across the U.S. and maybe beyond.
Will some of this wind up overseas?
It will. Are we running for any Korean customers this week?
That's Vice President of Sales Tom Gardner.
We'll end up either in a 30-pound carton going overseas or, like Tom said, on the retail market.
So we're going to run this product into, where's the 30-pounder? 30-pound carton right there, which could be on the shelf in Korea.
So how did a modest Maine company turn into one of the state's major exporters with its berries bobbing across oceans? Well, first, let's go back. Wyman's has been around for 144 years, but back then the business wasn't berries.
The company started as a canning company years ago, and it was a seafood canning company.
Gardner says the original Jasper Wyman in 1874 staked his livelihood on Down East Maine's other big product, seafood. Wyman canned clams, sardines, and even to the horror of modern Maine foodies, lobster. But over the next several decades, the Wyman family started to tune in to what was still a fairly unexploited resource around them, the Rocky Barrens stretching across eastern Maine and Canada.
And I don't know how much you know about wild blueberries, but this is the only geography where the plant thrives. It's been here for thousands of years, and we pretty much manage it. But you won't find wild blueberries in commercial quantities outside of this geography.
Over the 20th century, the company tightened its focus on the wild blueberries around them, finally exiting the seafood canning industry altogether in the 1980s. What started as a modest and very regional company is now the biggest producer of wild blueberries in the U.S. and the second biggest frozen fruit company after Dole, thanks in no small part to growing interest in antioxidants and so-called superfoods. A serving of wild blueberries, as it turns out, is high in antioxidants. And that's helped the wild blueberry recast its role from fattening pie filler to global health food.
Japan and the Japanese consumer was on to the health benefits of wild blueberries even before many of the consumers here in the United States. So there was demand there for it. And the same thing happened in Korea. We were actually getting phone calls, which is a really good place to be if you're a salesperson, to get a customer calling you.
As with most private companies, the precise figures are purposely cloaked in mystery. But Gardner says Wyman's ships well in excess of 1 million pounds of the berries to South Korea each year, with more pounds destined to Japan. The company is just starting to enter the Chinese market as well. Wyman's marketing strategy focuses on the wild part of its label and ways to further distance the product from the larger cultivated berries, which are also starting to enter freezer cases around the world. Gardner says a few years ago, Wyman's officially became Wyman's of Maine.
I think whether you're in Japan or California, when you say Maine to people, they think of rugged, pure, natural, and that fits very well with our products. So Maine and trying to leverage that in our selling story is very important.
Of course, it's not all about the magic of marketing. A free trade deal with South Korea in 2012 eased the tariff burdens for companies like Wyman's looking to sell there. Recent suggestions from President Donald Trump of a potential repeal of that deal has the company taking notice, but Gardner says they'll take a wait-and-see approach for now. In addition to component and retail sales into South Korea, Gardner says Wyman's wholesale customers include some of the biggest yogurt and food companies in the world. So the Wyman's wild berries really could be anywhere.
So, I mean, do you ever come in here and look at this and wonder where all it's going to be next week and next month?
All the time. All the time. If you're in sales, you know that these berries, these packages could go to, could be 25 to 50 foreign markets. You could see our blueberries in Dubai next week. It's possible.
And of course, the company is always looking for a bigger piece of the pie. The next slice, Singapore, Vietnam, and Malaysia. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.